is an art on my eyes.
Appreciate very much hearing from Sripad Bhakti Sudhir Goswami Maharaj. He's speaking on the glories of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur Prabhupada's divine disappearance. And some things also that come to mind when he's mentioning how when Srila Guru Maharaj was asked about Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati singing or dancing in kirtan, and he replied, inconceivable, could not conceive of Srila Prabhupada dancing in kirtan or singing in kirtan. Yet when we hear Prapana Jivanamrita, there when Srila Guru Maharaj is presenting the Ishta Devata, that Ishta Devata is described as Gaura Saraswati. And who is Gaura Saraswati? He's the personification of the kirtan message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That is coming through him. And also, in relationship with that, when he also chose to transmit his message prior to his disappearance, he also chose a man who wasn't known as a kirtan man. That is, that as Srila Govinda Maharaj was explaining, Guru Maharaj had done some guard duty. This was a few months or shortly before his disappearance. Guru Maharaj had been on guard duty, just as we see sometimes our Siddhanti Maharaj. He's doing guard duty. Guru Maharaj took that time of watching the devotees and everything. When others would be taking rest, Guru Maharaj would, when they would be getting up, Guru Maharaj would take some rest. So early in the morning, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, he asked that Srila Sridhar Maharaj, Srila Guru Maharaj will sing Sri Rupa Manjari Pada. But Guru Maharaj had gone to take rest. Someone went to call Guru Maharaj and he came there. And there's also Srila Govinda Maharaj's remark, Guru Maharaj was not known as a kirtan singer. Once Govinda Maharaj said he was known more as a kirtan dancer, but not as a singer. So when asked to sing, then Srila Guru Maharaj showed naturally some shyness, some hesitation. And perceiving that, Kunja Babu, who later became Bhakti Vilas Tirtha Maharaj, he was present and he was the general secretary of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada. In fact, sometimes it is said that Srila Saraswati Thakur showed so much exclusive predilection or dependence on Kunja Babu for the pushing on of the movement, that the way Govinda Maharaj described it is just as a ring or a jewel cannot be made out of pure gold. Some alloy is necessary. So that alloy has been compared to what gave some substance, or you can say some hardness, to the form. Saraswati Thakur does look like pure gold. And he depended something on Kunja Babu for some management, some execution on that level. And being present there at the time, Kunja Babu was seeing Guru Maharaj's hesitation in singing. He asked another personality present to sing that Sri Rupa Manjari Pada. What is Brahmachari name? Pranavananda Brahmachari. And that person began to sing. But again, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, he interrupted that. And he said, no, I'm not interested in just hearing the melody. And he again asked Srila Guru Maharaj to sing. And as we also heard, those present perceived that there was what they call the power transmission, which some transference of responsibility. We also heard of transference when Bhakti Vinod Thakur, his son, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, when Mahaprabhu disappeared in Puri, then like the rays of the setting sun transferred to the moon, and Srila Saraswati Thakur appeared there in Puri. Also, those present talked about transmission of power from Srila Saraswati Thakur, and that they afterwards took shelter of Srila Guru Maharaj. They had already perceived in Guru Maharaj that some acknowledgement from Saraswati Thakur that Guru Maharaj could properly present his line of thinking and his full conception. And the godbrothers of Guru Maharaj, even those who were senior, they began to take shelter and come to this Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat for having Guru Maharaj's association, we can say. And it was during that time also that Srila Govinda Maharaj was present, and he got that association of Guru Maharaj's exalted godbrothers. And Guru Maharaj himself described it, although Govinda Maharaj personally never met Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, it was as if that he had that, we can say, training. And in effect, he did. He had that. My Guru Maharaj and my Guru Maharaj's godbrothers. And Govinda Maharaj is also described on one occasion when Srila Bhakti Sharanga Goswami Maharaj came, then that Goswami Maharaj was offering full Shastanga Dandavats to Guru Maharaj. And Govinda Maharaj made some remark, because we can say that Goswami Maharaj was senior in time in the Gaudiya Mat to Guru Maharaj, that in fact, well, he is like leader personality. And when he's offering his Shastanga Dandavats to Guru Maharaj, then Govinda Maharaj made some remark to the effect about maybe his seniority. And then he said, but made some, in a joking way, we can say, he said, you do not know what is present in the sannyas mantra, or what it means to be sannyas, take sannyas guru. Explaining that Guru Maharaj had given him some, we can say, some substance, some entrance into that divine conception presented or transmitted through Srila Saraswati Thakur. Srila Saraswati Thakur, he disappeared in the last day of, as I said, the first day of 1937, last day of 1936, this day, because we're going by the actual Titi, which is today. There is some distinction between disappearance and the Avirbhav celebration. Govinda Maharaj observed that. But myself, I came to this mission at the time of Saraswati Thakur's appearance in February. Came here. Goswami Maharaj talked about Guru Maharaj quoting that we should not cut a return ticket. But I came here with a return ticket. I've been in Vrindavan. I came by train. I had a return ticket on the train. But when I got here, I perceived something unique that Guru Maharaj was transmitting. And luckily, I never got to use that return ticket. In fact, I never really went back to reclaim my possessions. Fortunately, I had my passport with me. So it is true that we really are greatly enriched because through Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, some of his principal persons, we can say his Parshad devotees like Guru Maharaj, and I would also include even Govinda Maharaj, you know, as that we have gotten some, we can say, substantial connection with reality. I'm not saying that have the substance to be able to perceive that. But it is certainly our wealth, and we can say our inheritance. That is the word, inheritance. So other Vaishnavas, they'll speak today. And I want to offer my Dandavat Pranams to the divine lotus feet of Srila Govinda Maharaj, to all the Vaishnavas, in remembrance of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.